On some projects, access and egress points may need to be relocated from time to time. On other projects, access and egress points may be used during some phases, but not during others. In both cases, there are likely periods when work activity is not occurring, and thus, egress and access points are not active. When work is not active, all warning signs noting work zone access and egress activities should be covered, removed, or turned off. When work zones are active, appropriate techniques and strategies need to be in place during the day-to-day construction activities to facilitate safe utilization of access and egress points. Let's look at best practices for protecting workers and drivers operating in the work zone, and then best practices for protecting motorists traveling through the work zone.